First week, second day. Homesick? All the men and women, or boys and girls, who have found their way to me seeking help suffered from exactly the same ailment, and that is homesickness. Homesickness is merely a heart sickness that arises whenever we become conscious of separation from the source of life. All of us at some point experience this consciousness and call it sin, misfortune, or sickness. But whatever the name, the problem is the same. We are in hell. Old Sam Johnson was right when he defined hell as a place of separate souls. Jesus came as a good shepherd to seek and to save those who have become separated or lost. And he leads through green pastures and beside still waters until we are safely home. The mother hen, one of the humblest feathered creatures of our common life, symbolizes perfect sheltering love, for she is both mother and habitation for her little ones. Christ, the perfect panacea for homesickness, still cries out to our age, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. This yearning to take us home was expressed again and again. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Himself a homeless wanderer, Christ came to prepare homes for us, both here and in the hereafter, safe in the kingdom of love. The deeper we enter into the sanctuary of his presence, the more secure we feel, and with the inexpressible joy of that oneness, we long to lead others, where we have come. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.